Welcome back to ESPN West Palm tonight. As always, I'm your host, Mike Rizzo, and joining you now is a very special guest. We got Randy Sparks. He's the CEO and founder of Team IP. And folks, Team IP has been serving clients for over 30 years, the number one souvenir merchandiser in the U.S. They proudly focus on the merchandise side of things. Decorated apparel and branded promotional products defines the focus of Team IP. And as I said, I got the CEO in here with me. I feel like it's I got the head honcho in here. The boss, Randy. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
So, Randy, you started this back in 1992. You mentioned to me before the interview that you're from Indiana. You're a transplant like myself down here in Florida. What was the vision with Team IP when you started it all those years back?
Well, Hoosier by birth, came here at 15. My parents, I came from a camp, and they said, we're moving to Florida, along with another family. So, been on the Treasure Coast, South Florida, for 43 years. So, advanced to the business, graduated from high school, was learning COBOL and Fortran. Thought I might be in programming till Bill Gates and Windows came along. And shortly after, through adversity, my son, who's in New York City doing marketing today, was 6 months old and lost my position in the company that I was in. And so we had to figure it out. So that's when Team IP really started. From there, we bought our first promotional product. It was retractable auto shades. Stick the suction cups on the windshield. It was a company in Miami. We did it for licensing, for sports, for all kinds of things. And fast forward, we got to grad night. So bought a $10,000 t-shirt press. Marriott at the time, there was no Universal. It was Disney. Disney only, if you can imagine, in Orlando. And so we got a call from the guy I bought the t-shirt press from and said, hey, they want to talk to you. For 10 years, we did grad night. And so we did it, and that inspired us to become the national company we are in events. And we want to do grad night every weekend. Now we do 2,800 events across the country.
Yep, and Randy, I read, too, 2,800 events, 24 bowl games every year, too, and you were part of our Boca Raton Bowl that we put on every year in Boca. We appreciate you for that. But Randy Sparks, the CEO and founder of Team IP, is our guest here on ESPN West Palm tonight. Now, Randy, I also read that you guys kind of went local. You just switched to local brands in 2008. Team IP started to fulfill orders to a local and regional decorates, and manufacturers. Kind of explain to us why you went that local route after so many years.
Well, again, we started and chased events and became number one in that space. And then later, we were there from Boca Raton from day one. Met Doug Mosley on your old elevator at your old location. And we put together, we were both at the Olympics in Atlanta, back in softball world in Columbus, Georgia. And so we've had a long, great relationship along with Good Karma and ESPN West Palm, as well as doing ESPN events out of Charlotte. But that all started in Boca Raton.
Nice.
So we chased events and focused on events. And around 2008, we decided that we had a good handle in that space. And so we started enhancing our corporate division. And so from there, we became part of Premier Group. We're one of 34 in the country. It allows us to position ourselves to sell top 500 companies, top 100 companies, as well as local community, and really put a great team in place and a plan in place to not just sell to consumers, because that's what we end up doing at events. We get hired to sell to their consumers. Well, this is B2B, B2O. And so we not only did that locally, we did that nationally, largely in the travel sports industry as well. And over time, we built that division by millions of dollars as well to include our local presence here on the Treasure Coast in South Florida.
Randy Sparks, the CEO and founder of Team IP, is our guest here on ESPN West Palm tonight. Now, you mentioned those three divisions, your events, your digital, and your corporate. Let's focus on the event side. Obviously, it's good to be out in events, obviously helping your clients as well. But why specifically, and we'll go through each of these, but why is specifically the event side really important to Team IP?
Well, it's where we focus, but I think when you solve people's problems, you make money in business. And so logistics and going up and setting up across the country, we had over 100 events this last weekend, Memorial Day weekend. So that's from coast to coast. So when you can go in, set up on their behalf, sell souvenir merchandise. You know, you can go to the Panthers game, they're selling some Stanley Cup souvenir merchandise, right? The series and hopefully the cup. Or you go to a college football game and you go to the Sugar Bowl. Well, from the hotel to the casino to inside the Superdome, you have the opportunity through Team IP and its partners to buy souvenir merchandise. So souvenir merchandise, as I was there, whether you're in travel sports, and some of you parents out there know how much you spend on your kids at travel sports. I might be responsible for part of that. But to the consumers is where we largely saw people's clients' problems, and then we can take their events anywhere across the country. So whether it's in North Dakota or whether it's in South Florida, we can take those on and make sure that we're there to serve their consumers and souvenir merchandise.
And now I want to talk digital, because you mentioned, you know, you want to be a part of the moment that happened for your team, whatever. I got an example for you. I went to Ohio State, one of my colleges, huge Buckeye football fan. We won the national championship.
The Ohio State.
Correct.
I've heard that.
You're a Hoosier, man. You know, and listen, great football team this year. We'll get into that a little later on. But I want to tell this story because I was here in South Florida during a national championship game. I had to work. I was unable to go. But the moment the Buckeyes won, I went online. I ordered my championship hat. And that brings me to the digital side with Team IP. Now, how is Team IP doing things digitally with some of that souvenir stuff?
Well, souvenir merchandising does live online. And matter of fact, sometimes we say what you see on TV in the stadium is window dressing, because ratings and money related to sports is far beyond the on-site location of where the event is held. But online and digital presence for merchandising has grown over time, and it's actually changed over time. We can maybe spend a minute on that to explain how it's changed. But embroidery and screen-printed products traditionally now have been brought online, and therefore companies like Fanatics and others that were some of the innovators have allowed us to sell that product online. So yes, you could not be at your championship. You could be anywhere in the world. You could be in the military and still get your favorite team's merchandise and or hot market souvenir championship merchandise, which we specialize in.
And by the way, Randy Sparks, CEO and founder of Team IP, is our guest here on ESPN West Palm tonight. You started this in 1992. You mentioned that you were kind of in the software business, whatever, Bill Gates. Well, you've seen this industry change. You've seen it, you know, go from basically being on-site handshakes and then now the digital side of things. In your opinion, is the future digital? Is there something that maybe other, like the people are missing in a sense of that? Because I like talking to people like you who have been there every step of the way where you've seen things change. Is digital for the best for companies, or is there something maybe that we're overlooking when it comes to that?
Well, I have some exciting news in that area, and something that we've invested in heavily over the last 2 years.
Yep.
So we started out when it was pretty ugly. And I used to get hate mail from high school championships in Florida. FHSA, what do you mean my son or daughter cannot get the T-shirt that every classmate and teammate got at their championship?
I see.
Well, back then it was 24 minimum. You could twist someone's arm, or if you even owned your own screen press, you're not going to do two or three or four. Then we got into digital garment, fast story, ugly, but good enough, but never satisfied the need. In the last 18 months, everything has changed for the good. Okay. And what that is a technique called digital film. It's equal to screen printing. Product on demand, POD, product on demand. Digital stores is the way of the future. It's hockey season, right? It's a hockey stick.
Yep.
And we haven't even begun. And so now we take the same stores as Amazon. We can take any e-commerce store. We set up a company called 1-17 Digital Solutions. Why 1-17? Because you can't screen print for 17 or 9 or 8 or 1. And so this product on demand element, whether it's for events, whether it's for business, whether it's for your church, your organization, your nonprofit, there is an answer now with quality. We have thousands of products of choice that you can do one at a time. And so very exciting, the advance in digital. And that's less than 2 years old.
And folks, teamip.com to go see their stuff that they have. And Randy, the reason I asked that question is because, you know, I kind of grew up with where, all right, well, we're going to teach you guys how to be on the PC. All right, then smartphones became a thing. You know, just the growing aspect of digital. Obviously, it's scary to some point, but in this instance, it's a huge hit. And it helps, businesses. So I'm always interested to kind of hear, especially from CEOs like yourself, kind of what you've seen throughout the years when it comes to digital. All right, let's get to the last of our three divisions, the corporate side of things. Now, you're going to have to explain this one to me. I got here. Team IP is the nation's largest in experiential marketing of championship merchandise for 30 years. Dumb that down for me if you can.
Well, again, that is our event division.
Okay.
And we sell, you know, define us by one word, merchandise. Define us in the elevator speech, pushing the button. It's decorated apparel, branded promotional products. And there's not many people listening to me today and to us on this call that whether you're involved in an organization, you own a company, you go to a church or an organization that is not purchasing or handing you decorated apparel, branded promotional products. So that's a $32 billion industry. So you go back to our corporate division. Think of corporate America, all the fun swag, all the fun things that you get handed at events. Or if you're representing and they give you a nice incentive, right?
Yep.
Hey, thank you. Or awards and recognition. All those things come up under the $32 billion industry. We're part of Premier Group. It's a supplier distributor group that's 27 years old, positions us right. And whether, again, you're a small business and you have small orders with minimum order quantities of 24 or 50, or whether you're a big corporation that you buy, you got thousands of employees and you buy tens of thousands of products. Either one, we're set up to serve you. And they also do the digital aspects that we do as well.
Folks, Randy Sparks, CEO and founder of Team IP, is our guest here on ESPN West Palm tonight. And again, Team IP, been serving clients for over 30 years, the number one souvenir merchandiser in the U.S. They proudly focus on the merchandise side of things. Decorated apparel and branded promotional products defines the focus of Team IP. Go to teamip.com. You could call them as well, 877-821-8643. And folks, I'm on their website right now. You know, you could go to the overview, see what they're all about, go to their digital service, do some shopping, teamip.com. That is teamip.com. And as I said, Randy Sparks, the CEO and founder of Team IP, is our guest. I have to ask, Randy, I had a couple people in the office. Is the rumor of, you know, you get the shirts for both teams. Where does the losing gear go? Where do you send the losing gear? Because there are a lot of rumors that it goes overseas. You send it to charities. Where do you send that loser gear for the team that doesn't win the big event? You know what I'm talking about here?
I know what you're talking about. So we are a risk and reward company in events, especially hot markets. So
I see.
We do in many cases have two shirts, and we do have licensed merchandise, particularly on the bowl side and collegiate side. So therefore, we can't just send those to someone that goes to the flea market because they did not win. So we have several things. I'll describe three quickly.
Okay.
One is big picture. We have a company out of Miami. It goes to third world countries, and they buy it from us. They pick it up from all of our warehouses across the country. And businessmen actually and women come in and buy that and give it out when they do business in those countries. Say Haiti,
yeah.
Dominican, places like that. Secondly, we do ministries. So we have a ton of mega churches and others, Christ Fellowship in the South Florida area, that comes and gets our blankets and things that they can really utilize outside of hoodies, sweatshirts, t-shirts, and things of that nature. So a lot of nonprofits, a lot of ministries that we connect with. And then I'll tell you the fun story that we did on a social media. Locally in South Florida, there is a chimp that they take in chimps.
Okay.
And so we have pictures of our chimps in our sweatshirts from events. And so to keep them warm, they got some of our sweatshirts. They loved it. And they're running around with souvenir merchandise sweatshirts and hooded sweatshirts
Team IP,
with
chimps. Baby.
So one of the funnest stories we've ever done with leftover product.
Your socials, do you know them off at the top of your head that we could go and find it?
I am not the social guy, but I have talented people that work with me.
Exactly, and I'll figure it out on my end on that. Now, Randy, as I mentioned, Randy Sparks, our CEO and founder of Team IP, is our guest. Now, Randy, you mentioned me. You're a big Cowboy fan. You're a big Panther fan. Now, you got to explain this to me. I got a problem with this. You're from Indiana, but you're a Cowboy fan. Brother, make sense of that for me. I am very regional in my sports fandom, being from Northeast Ohio and a Cleveland guy. So, like, I can't fathom you not rooting for the Colts. So you got to explain this Cowboy love for me.
Well, it's pretty simple. I'm 58. There was no Colts when I was 9 years old. And there were three channels on the TV. There was no Fox. And there were pretty cheerleaders and a winning football team playing the Steelers. So I got sucked into America's team, and I've been there ever since. So the Colts was not in the picture. They were in Baltimore, brother.
I see. I understand.
And I was very influential as a young man. I'm not sure if the cheerleaders or the players got the most of me, but I've been a fan ever since.
Now, is there a specific moment in time that you remember the most with Cowboys, one of the Super Bowls in the 90s, maybe Troy Aikman? Is there a specific player and moment that really sold you? I understand the cheerleaders are good looking, Randy. Trust me, I could second that. But is there a specific moment in time where you're like, wow, that was an amazing play and an amazing moment?
Well, I end up strongly disliking the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, we got that in common.
Because Lynn Swann would catch those balls, and those are the plays that ingrained in me first. And then we had our successes. Now, we won't talk about how long it's been, because that's a little depressing. But as a young man and even through high school, we had our winning ways. And so there's a lot of players that stuck out to us. But, awesome. Yeah, Troy Aikman didn't win a game his first year, came back in. Jimmy Johnson, I was living in South Florida at the time. So we had the hurricane experience in the old stadium. We were selling scorecards that led us to be the souvenir merchandiser in college football today. And so we followed Jimmy as well all the way to the Cowboys that got in the Ring of Honor last year finally.
Absolutely. And listen, I think next year the Cowboys are going to be pretty good, neither here nor there, though. All right. Finally, you're a big Panther fan. They had a chance to close it out last night. Did you watch the game last night? Were you invested in every touch of the puck in the 3-0 loss against the Hurricanes?
I had my broom out, and they had scored no less than 5 goals in the last games. But the sweep wasn't there. They swept them the year before, but it's been a fun 3-year run, honestly. Yeah. And so they're not done. They're going to be there. No. We're planning on being Stanley Cup. We want the Cup. And had a chance to, the last game I did attend, we did win. So that was exciting.
Well, we got to get you in the building. So, we got to find a way to get your butt in the building, Randy.
Yeah, we got to do that. We got to do that. So.
Well, Randy, thank you for the time here on ESPN West Palm Lowlands. Once again, folks, Randy Sparks, CEO and founder of Team IP with us tonight. Go to teamip.com to see what they're all about. You could shop on there as well. Go into the digital service tab. And then also I found your socials at Team IP Shop on Instagram. That is at Team IP Shop on Instagram to check them out. Randy, thanks so much, partner.
Thank you.
We're coming right back on ESPN West Palm tonight.